You're listening to the radio stations where Nevada comes to talk, and we want to hear what you have to say. Whatever's on your mind, public service announcements, lost dogs, whatever. Telephone us 775-293-1875 or on Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network or by email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Hello, Nevada. This is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior, and I am so excited to be right here where Nevada comes to talk every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6. I talk about the real news, about what's going on in the state of Nevada and the nation, and I love taking your phone calls to hear what's on your mind. Join me, War, Wayne Allyn Root, weekday afternoons 3 until 6, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Joe Biden.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. We'll have the Friday song coming up a little bit later on in this hour. We are joined by Liz Harrington, the Republican National Committee spokesperson, the national spokesperson for that organization. They have been very active in trying to protect your voter rights. She joins us now. Good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Let me just ask you, before we get into the harvesting of ballots and voter by mail and all of that stuff that's sweeping the country, and in particular here in Nevada, your thoughts about what's gone down the last couple of nights in Minneapolis and St. Paul and even elsewhere around the country?
It's so tragic. It's really disheartening to watch these images. I mean, it's just a terrible thing that sparked this. To see that video is just appalling to watch. And now it's even almost more disheartening to see that George Floyd is not even being talked about because the Democrat-run city there allowed their city to descend into chaos. Now they're arresting, you know, journalists on live TV. It's a horrible situation. We're certainly praying for everyone there. And we want law and order to be restored and justice to be served in that case. And the president's been on top of this from the beginning. He instructed the Justice Department to expedite this investigation. It's just really unfortunate that the leaders on the local level there every step of the way just seemed to have completely bungled this. And it's very tragic to see those images. It's horrifying on television last night. And we certainly hope for a quick resolution and restored justice and law and order there.
I don't pretend to be a constitutional scholar or any of that, but what can the president do? How much can the president do? The governor called out the National Guard. But beyond that, what is there that the president can actually do?
Right. I mean, he was there backing them up, having the National Guard ready for when they had to make that decision, which they really should have brought it in sooner. I mean, this is the third night that built, and they raided a police precinct.
They burned it to the ground, that third precinct.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's descended into complete anarchy. And we just can't have that in the United States of America. But the president has been working with the local leaders there, and of course the Justice Department and the FBI, trying to get to the bottom of that awful event and bring justice to the Floyd family. And that's the number one priority of the president and the Justice Department, to seek justice in this case. It's just unfortunate to see. I just have to remind people, because the media really tries to spin and attack and turn everything against the president. Every step of the way in Minneapolis and Minnesota, Democrats run this state. This is a failure on all counts of their responsibility for decades. And we've seen it throughout Democrat-run cities. We saw it in Baltimore after Freddie Gray. We've seen it in Ferguson as well. These are Democrat-run cities. And then they try to blame Republicans or Trump supporters for this kind of awful behavior and awful violence, when in reality, it's a failure of Democrat-run cities.
Mad Maxine Waters, the congresswoman from California, blames all this on the president. Is there any culpability on the part of the president at all?
Absolutely not. I don't understand how you can have Democrats and the media on one hand lambasting peaceful protests against draconian stay-at-home orders, and now they're calling rioters, acting as if they're peaceful protesters, and all of a sudden they're not worried about social distancing or the coronavirus. They stoke division. They stoke hatred. We've seen it countless times. How could it be the fault when it's a Democrat-run city, a Democrat-run police force, a Democrat former, now senator, but former prosecutor who apparently Amy Klobuchar did not prosecute the cop in this case, who had several marks on his record before this horrible incident with George Floyd? It's just completely beyond the pale to try to put any of this blame where it doesn't belong. And it belongs at the terrible decisions at the state and local level, and just allowing their city to descend into chaos. And then after you allow your police precinct to be burnt to the ground, then you're arresting journalists. Again, this is a failure on the state and local level that happen to be Democrats.
And what is incredible, in fact, here's the quote from Mad Maxine Waters, shockingly blamed President Donald Trump for, quote, cops killing black people, unquote. That is unconscionable. And you want to talk about stirring the pot. That's horrific on the part of Mad Maxine.
It's absolutely disgusting. She has been stoking so much division. She's the one who said, get in their face, run people out of restaurants just because they think differently from you. It's absolutely appalling. It has no place in our discourse. And what our political leaders should be calling for is unity and justice and law and order, restoring law and order, because clearly that was not law and order what happened in the Floyd case. To use that as a weapon against your political opponents, it's so disgusting. It has no place, and it's just so untrue. And it does nothing except stoke more division at a time when we really need to come together, which we've seen it. We've seen Republicans and Democrats across the board just speaking out against the horrific event that happened with George Floyd, all on camera. I mean, people, you can see it with your own eyes. You call it out. You don't say that it's the fault of the president. It's just absolutely despicable behavior by Maxine Waters, but nothing new, unfortunately.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee national spokesperson joins us. We were going to talk, and we will talk about the mail-in voting. But I want to ask you one more question on this violence, these rioters slash protesters. And the rationale seems to be it's okay because they're upset and because of what happened to George Floyd. Does that work for you? I mean, that seems rather preposterous, the notion that, well, it's okay because these four cops may have broken the law. It's okay for people to burn down their neighborhood.
Of course not. Of course not. It's never okay. It's okay to peacefully protest. And absolutely everyone has the right to do that because there clearly was an injustice here. And we need to resolve it. But you can't allow your city to descend into complete anarchy. That's not peaceful protest. It's breaking the law. It's looting. It's rioting. It's horrible behavior. And no, absolutely never should get a pass. And it won't. It's just really disheartening to see the people that are going to be affected by this long after beyond this case, because you're going to have these minority communities destroyed, businesses leaving, small businesses destroyed. You cannot allow your city to descend into chaos like this. It's really just disheartening. And again, it's a time we should come together, but you cannot allow lawlessness, which is what the city descended into.
Liz, the Republican National Committee and the state GOP here in Nevada, they have taken legal action relative to the mail-in vote. We're doing it right now, even as we speak, for the primary election. The big question is, will Barb Zagafsky, the state Secretary of State, a Republican, by the way, will she opt for that for the general election? There are a lot of issues here in Nevada, open meetings laws being violated. Can you talk a little bit about the effort that the RNC is getting into and what they're fighting against here?
Absolutely. So the Secretary of State here made a decision, which is well within her right to do, to send ballots, but to active voters. And you have to keep in mind there are 200,000 inactive voters in Nevada that Clark County has decided to send ballots out. And we see the results. They're piling up in apartment complexes. They're ending up in trash cans. And what happened here is what Democrats are doing across the country. They're using the pandemic to go to court and try to change our election laws and subvert voter integrity law, using the pandemic as an excuse. And in this case, they threatened to sue. So what happened? Clark County and Democrat commissioners said, oh, well, okay, we'll make these changes. Everything that they demanded in the lawsuit, magically, they came together in a shady backroom deal and said, okay, well, we'll mail out an excess of hundreds of thousands of ballots that won't be checked. We will allow field registrars, is what they're calling them, but ballot harvesting, which is also against the law in Nevada. And it's completely lawless. So we at the RNC, we are demanding an investigation into how this deal was even struck, because it's completely in violation of open public meeting laws, because they didn't notify the public. They didn't allow any debate. They just are completely circumventing election law. And you see the devastating consequences already, where you have postal workers saying there are thousands of ballots here that are no good. Her own mother, this is a 30-year on the Postal Service, her mother, who's passed away years ago, received a ballot. This is what we're warning against. This is what we're talking about. And this is what we're talking about when we say there's vast potential for voter fraud with an unaccountable mail-in ballot system where nobody requests a ballot, but they're just sent out in bulk and then allow paid campaign operatives to pick them up like they have in California. This is not how a first world country should run its election. It's unacceptable. We continue to fight them in court. We doubled our legal budget. We launched protectthevote.com. You can stay up to date everywhere we're fighting, but we're fighting in Nevada. We cannot allow this to happen in November. And spreading the word and showing these awful consequences of what's happening on the ground in Clark County will help us make the argument that this is why we cannot allow this to happen in November.
And by the way, just for the record, we're talking about 70% of the vote in the state of Nevada is all down here in southern Nevada and Clark County.
Right.
This is going to get worse before it gets better. Is there an acceptable mail-in ballot process that the RNC would approve of? Now, this is something that's not entirely new, just new for our state. For instance, Oregon, last time I checked, I think they're exclusively vote by mail, if I'm not mistaken. And there may be other states that are going that way as well. Is there an acceptable policy for mail-in voting that you would that the RNC would approve of for a general election?
Well, here's the thing. We do not oppose absentee voting. Of course, every state has a mechanism. But almost every state, you have to request an absentee ballot. You're not just mailing out ballots, going off the registration rolls, which we know millions of more people are registered than are living in this country, because states do not routinely clean them up. So yes, we do not oppose absentee voting, but what we do oppose is sending out ballots to ineligible people. We think the states that there's a handful of states, like you mentioned, Oregon and Washington. I want to talk about Washington in particular, because Washington has all universal mail-in voting. It took them 5 years to roll out their system with states.
Wow.
Not 5 months. And they don't mail out ballots to inactive voters. No state that has a universal mail-in voting, none of them do it, because they know the biggest susceptibility to fraud has always been absentee voting. You don't have the secret ballot. You can have coercion. You can have votes bought and sold. And you don't detect that, because at the end of the day, the ballot comes in and then it gets counted and there it is. Everyone knows that, but if you have safeguards in place, like Pennsylvania, when you request an absentee ballot, a mail-in ballot, you have to put in a copy of your photo ID. You have to provide proof that you're the same person. And of course, signature verification. You need the voter registration on file needs to match the signature on the ballot. These are all the things that Democrats conveniently are saying, oh, we have to throw out during a pandemic. Wait, what? You can't check signatures? You got to just send out ballots to everyone who's moved away and died? That's not voter suppression. Democrats are all about, they don't want more voters. They want more ballots. And it's very convenient when you have a system like they do in California, where they have paid operatives going door to door, giving everybody a little bit of help when filling out their ballot. It is rife for fraud. It's a terrible system, and we're not going to allow it to be adopted anywhere else outside of Blue California.
Hey, Liz, it's always good to visit with you. We're flat out of time. What is that website again where people can go to for information on this?
Yeah, please go to protectthevote.com. We're just updating all of our filings so you can go directly to the source. You can see all the states we're active in. We have an in-the-news section that shows all these recent cases of fraud and problems with mail-in voting videos. Check it out. It's protectthevote.com.
Very good. Liz, have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
You too. Thanks so much.
That's Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee national spokesperson. Stick around. More to do. It's Friday. The Friday song coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Coming up, a brand new foreign, well, it's a COVID-19 area. By a guy who's 81 years old by the name of Ray Stevens. That's all coming up, plus the Friday song. As we continue, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
Here's an interesting fact. A lot of businesses try to advertise online, but the sad news is there are ad blockers that come standard in a large number of web browsers. To advertise online, well, it sounds great, but are you getting your money's worth? Radio listeners, particularly listeners to talk radio, don't block your ads. They keep right on listening. So give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You got nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump expected to unveil new actions against China today, tweeting one word about his plan this morning, China, in all caps. The LA Times says he's likely to focus on Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong by imposing some relatively mild new sanctions. A State Department official, Morgan Artigas, says things have changed now that China's made it clear Hong Kong isn't autonomous.
And this is just a complete rejection of the basic law that China agreed to, not only to Hong Kong into 1997, but I would remind everyone that this was a UN agreement.
She spoke on Fox News. Violence escalating in the streets of Minneapolis during a third night of protests of the death of an unarmed black man while in police custody Monday. Last night, protesters not only clashed with police, but ended up setting a police station on fire, burning several other nearby buildings as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fortunes turn in Elliott's favor in Charlotte. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
For more than 80 years, Detroit Diesel has been the legendary driving force powering Freightliner and Western Star trucks across North America. Through our state-of-the-art Detroit technologies and components and safety systems, we've earned our customers' trust as a reliable business partner dedicated to improving their bottom line. It's no wonder they continue to depend on Detroit to keep them safe and efficient on the road. When you demand it all, demand Detroit.
Hey guys, this is Corey LaJoy. Join me and my two friends, Lauren Fox and Daryl Mott, on Sunday Money. Every week as we talk a little NASCAR racing, a little nonsense, but mostly bicker with each other.
I had a Super Bowl party and neither of you showed up.
We get along okay sometimes.
Yeah.
I say it's 50-50.
I think the hairspray just seeps through his cranium into his brain. Throws off his...
I'm regretting being here.
No topic is off limits, so come join our conversation every week on Sunday Money. Right here on the Motor Racing Network or wherever you find your podcast.
After being in contention for the win in the last two NASCAR Cup Series races, all the pieces came together last night for Chase Elliott, winning the rain-delayed Allsco Uniforms 500 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Elliott held off Denny Hamlin by 2.2 seconds at the finish to claim his first win of the season and seventh of his career. The series has 2 days off before heading to the Bristol Motor Speedway on Sunday. The NASCAR Xfinity Series was originally scheduled to race there tomorrow, but because of last night's rain-delayed race in Charlotte, the Xfinity Series will now race on Monday night at the famed Half Mile Oval. For more CMRN.com, I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Hi, this is MRN's Woody Kane, and you're on the home for NASCAR, where Nevada comes to talk.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Wash my hands, I don't touch my face, I stay at home, shelter in place, social distance, don't go to work, I'll wear a mask and gloves, stay away from church. I avoid old folks, and should I sneeze, I do it in my elbow or up my sleeve. 6 feet apart, that is the rule, and I pray for the day the kids can go back to school. I'm washing my hands like a raccoon with OCD. I've watched Hulu, Roku, Netflix, PBS, and the BBC. I've taken down all my mirrors and I'm sick of what I see. 2 more weeks of quarantine.
Oh, I love that. Quarantine by Ray Stevens. You know Ray Stevens? 81 years old. And he's still bringing it.
You remember Guitar Zan?
Of course.
You remember The Streak?
We grew up.
That was when you were in high. That's when you were a senior in high school.
I know. But 81 years young, quarantined. And it's by Ray Stevens. Great, really cute. Now, because we had Liz Harrington on, and we wanted to get her on and get into what was going on in Minnesota, we neglected to bring you something. Yes, it may be the most important thing we do today as we celebrate the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Everybody.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on, you know better. It is Friday. Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's just crazy. Okay. The governor of the state of Minnesota, Governor Walz, held a news conference and got into this issue of arresting a CNN crew right on national TV live. It was an embarrassment. Democrats screwing up again. Here it is, Governor Walz at his news conference just about an hour ago.
Senselessly died in our street. Their voices went unheard, and now generations of pain is manifesting itself in front of the world. And the world is watching. One of the first people I called after, an advocate for justice, an advocate for reform, but more importantly, an advocate for kindness and decency. And when I talked to Valerie, she said, first and foremost, seek justice, seek fairness, and reach out and show kindness. What the world saw last night was not that. What the world has witnessed since the killing of George Floyd on Monday has been a visceral pain, a community trying to understand who we are and where we go from here. I'm joined today by Attorney General Ellison, by Major General John Jensen. Yeah, what the world has witnessed since the killing of George Floyd on Monday has been a visceral pain, a community trying to understand who we are and where we go from here. I'm joined today by Attorney General Ellison, by Major General John Jensen. Yeah, you said something very important. This is the moment where we start, but every time we get to this place, we never start the process to make sure it doesn't happen again. And that commitment amongst leaders in our community, watching this happen across the United States, watching another name be added, and for those of us who are old enough to Rodney King, to Mike Brown, and unfortunately now we've added George Floyd. The situation on the ground doesn't allow us at this time to tackle those issues. The very assets in our community, our libraries, our businesses, those of us who are old enough to Rodney King, to Mike Brown, and unfortunately now we've added George Floyd. The situation on the ground doesn't allow us at this time to tackle those issues. The very assets in our community, our libraries, our businesses, justice is served swiftly, and that we learn something from what George Floyd gave on Monday. Now I want to just be very clear, and I'm going to have the team talk about what transitioned last night when the state assumed responsibility over the security near the 3rd Precinct, where the state secured critical assets, and where the plan going forward to ensure that tonight our buildings do not burn, our citizens are secure, and that space that we're going to create allows us to get back to the conversation of serving justice and making sure that we're not adding to that list of unheard names. And I want to be very clear and speak to that community. Secured critical assets, and where the plan going forward to ensure that tonight our buildings do not burn, our citizens are secure, and that space that we're going to create allows us to get back to the conversation of serving justice and making sure that we're not adding to that list of unheard names. And I want to be very clear and speak to that community. The very tools that we need to use.
There you have Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota. This is bizarre stuff. Now, the president has weighed in. And by the way, the message he sent yesterday, I thought was, or a day or two ago, I thought a good one. I thought that was a very, very good message. It was the comforter in chief. And he did the right things. Now, the other thing that he was doing, in fact, I'm going to let you hear real quick before we go to break, cut six, because Mad Maxine Waters accused Trump of dog whistling and stoking racial tensions. She did this on TMZ, not exactly the Fox News of the pop culture. But here it is. This was Mad Maxine Waters.
My first thought was, not again, not one more killing. And I'm reflecting on all of the killings of young black men in particular, but of course black women too, at the hands of the police and at the hands of, these white supremacists. And I'm thinking about the way that the president conducts himself. In a way, he's dog whistling. And I think that they're feeling that they can get away with this kind of treatment. And I'm just so sorry about the loss of another life.
There were people taking cell phone video of this, forgetting about the body cams that the officers had. They saw people taking pictures and
the officers saw it.
Of this. The officers, four of them, yet they still did it. For 8 minutes, and the three that watched did nothing, and the one with the knee on George kept it there, knowing people were shooting it.
I think that the officer who had his knee on his neck enjoyed doing what he was doing. I believe sometime some of these officers leave home thinking, I'm going to get me one today. And I think this was his one that he got today. And he didn't care. Or whether or not anybody was photographing him. He did what he was doing. And the officers who stood there and watched him are just as guilty as he is, and I'm glad that all of them were fired. If, in fact, you have subdued a suspect and you're not in any danger at all because the handcuffs are on him, there's no reason for the police to do what these police did. And they don't even mention in the report that the knee was on the neck of George Floyd. You give them the right, they would say, to shoot you if you interfere with an arrest. And so it's dangerous. And citizens are doing the best job that they could do by photographing it. They're photographing, they're showing what is taking place. And what we're finding is that the justice system does not work, because the justice system will find a way to protect those officers. In most cases, they will find justifiable homicide. And that's what we've got to deal with. We've got to deal with the fact that we're in America with a justice system that does not work for everybody.
Everything is racist. Everything is racist, according to me.
Okay, coming up on the show, a lot of folks on the left are justifying the rioters. They're not protesters. They're rioters. That what you saw last night in Minneapolis, in Los Angeles, in Phoenix, in other cities, with essentially burning down their communities, that was anarchy. Okay, but there are some on the left that have a pretty good handle on the violence part of this, not the protesting part, the violence, the rioters. We'll get to that from a former NAACP St. Paul president. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client. You. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to. Me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
A message from our friends at Grease Monkey. You know, they are suffering just like we are through this COVID-19 pandemic shutdown of all non-essential businesses, and they are still open, but they recognize that a lot of you aren't making your travel to Wendover like you would be with so many businesses closed up there. But they're ready to serve you when you can, and if by chance you're on the way up to Salt Lake City or other places and you have problems, please stop by and see Grease Monkey. They'll take care of your car. They're at Beaumark Station, 801 Florence Way, 775-664-4229. 775-664-4229. And when you go by or stop by, tell them that we sent you by, would you please? KELY and the Nevada Talk Network. That's Grease Monkey in Wendover. 775-664-4229. And be safe.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
If you lined up all the restaurants where I've eaten all my life, give me $5 and some napkins, a plastic fork, a plastic knife. Then you gave me the choice to pick where I'd eat today. That's a real easy decision, one that's not too tough to make. I would proudly go for some waffle fries and a jumbo-sized sweet tea. And I won't forget the chickens who died, who gave their life for me. So I grab this sandwich, take a bite, put it back down on the tray. Yeah, there ain't no doubt I love this place. God bless you, Chick-fil-A.
That's Tim Hawkins. God bless you, Chick-fil-A. I just love that. I just love that. I told you that many on the left are trying to make excuses for the hundreds of rioters in the streets of not only this is not just it's not just Minneapolis. It's not just St. Paul. This is in Louisville. This is in Phoenix, Arizona. It's in Los Angeles. This is not peaceful protesting. This is thuggery. And that's pure and simple what it is. Now, even some on the left are acknowledging what I'm saying. The former NAACP St. Paul, Minnesota president, Diane Binns, went off last night on the rioters and how they really hurt their community. Here it is.
So one more day, or maybe longer than that, because you get some medication. That's why I came up here.
What did St. Paul got to
and
do?
And all this is up here. And St. Paul ain't got to do with what happened. We ain't got nothing happening. And these people don't give a damn about George Floyd, because they took and fired the police officer. They're going to charge them when the investigation is over.
They got the FBI investigating him.
That's right.
Come on,
so,
now.
Hell, leave this out. Need go home.
And you were president of the NAACP when?
2016, 2018.
And tell me, what are your impressions about what's happened in Minneapolis last night and what looks to be happening here today?
I went to the rally in Minneapolis on the first day after Mr. Floyd was killed. And I thought that it was going to be a rally. But after I got there and was there about 30 minutes, I realized that it wasn't a rally. It was going to be a riot. So I left. I haven't been back to that no more. Because I listened to what was being said. I listened to the young people who weren't following the elders who had organized this rally. And when they started talking about going to the third precinct, I know how they were going to end. So I left the rally. It took me 2 hours to get back to St. Paul. And so I haven't been out here since. And I just watched what they were live screaming last night on video, and the destruction that they did to their own community. What are people going to do who live in those communities? And they need those resources. We don't have many stores as it is. So why are we going to burn down the small business owners who are, how you say, there for us? Because most folks don't move out the community. Most of our businesses are gone. We don't have businesses in the community, a lot of them.
Well, in Minneapolis, they had a Target. It was the subject of looting and burning. That, by the way, was Diane Binns, the former president of the NAACP chapter in St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, I want to go. I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in. Cut eight. Because this is Hennepin County Attorney Michael Freeman. And I'm glad he came out yesterday and said this, that they're not going to rush to judgment on this George Floyd killing. These four cops, the cop with the knee on the neck, none of that. They're going to do this by the book. This was Hennepin County Attorney Michael Freeman.
It's a violation of my ethics to talk and evaluate evidence before we announce our charging decision. And I will not do that. I will say this, that video is graphic and horrific and terrible, and no person should do that. But my job in the end is to prove that he violated a criminal statute. And there is other evidence that does not support a criminal charge. We need to wade through all of that evidence and to come through with a meaningful determination. And we are doing that to the best of our ability. I bring the same message that African-American Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, is bringing. I'm bringing the same message of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. We have to do this right. We have to prove it in a court of law. And I will just point to you the comparison to what happened in Billy in Baltimore in the Gray case. It was a rush to charge. It was a rush to justice. And all of those people were found not guilty. I will not rush to justice. I'm going to do this right. And those folks who know me in the African community know I will do my very level best, but I will not rush justice because justice cannot be rushed.
That's Michael Freeman, the Hennepin County attorney there in Hennepin County, Minnesota, and says that he will not rush to justice. And can I tell you, I'm glad he came out and said that. You know, cool your jets a little bit to those that were rioting in the streets. I can't wait to see what happens tonight, by the way, because now they're going to have the National Guard there. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, by the way, busy, busy show. Former Attorney General Adam Laxalt. He's also the co-chair of the Trump re-election campaign in the state of Nevada. He'll join us. Jim Small running for Assembly in District 2. We got Lisa Song Sutton. She hasn't voted in 12 years. She'll explain. Rico Aller will join us as he does in Northern Nevada. And Pat Casale, might the Republican National Convention come to us here in Nevada? We'll talk about that more coming up live and local now.